Father, we honor you, we bless you, we glorify you, God, for this wonderful day. That again, Lord God, you make this day so beautiful because you have created again, Lord, for this day, for your promise says to be to receive and to experience for your glory and for your honor. Bless, O Lord God, this sharing of devotions and prayers, and we need, Father God, your mighty presence and the power of your Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. So I believe that Pizam was not able to come here, so let's continue to pray for him, for he's not feeling well since yesterday. So let's open our Bible to Mark chapter 10, verse 4, and we're going to read from verse 46 to 52. Mark chapter 10, verse 46 to 52. Now they came to Jericho, as he went out of Jericho with his disciples, and a great multitude blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, sat by the road begging. And when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, "Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me." Then many warned him to be quiet, but he cried all the more, "Son of David, have mercy on me." So Jesus stood still and commanded him to be called. Then they called the blind man, saying to him, "Be of good cheer, rise, he is calling you." And throwing aside his garment, he rose and came to Jesus. So Jesus answered and said to him, "What do you want me to do for you?" The blind man said to him, "Rabboni, that I may receive my sight." Then Jesus said to him, "Go your way, your faith has made you well." And immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus on the road. Bless the reading of the Word of God. Amen. Now this story, or this gospel, this good news with regards to the healing of Bartimaeus was recorded in the three gospels. It can be also seen in Luke, and it can be read also in Matthew. But in Luke and in Matthew, it doesn't mention the name Bartimaeus. So it's only recorded to the Gospel of Mark, this good news or healing of this blind man. And it is particularly that Mark focuses on this faithful blind man, which is Bartimaeus. Now, the story of Bartimaeus, other version is said that he was born blind, but other he did not. But let's see, but still he is blind at that time. And we know that we truly not fully understand what the lives of blind men is. Because if you are having your eyesight, we never know exactly what is running in their heart and their mind. But being blind men during that time, the only thing that they can do, they cannot take care of themselves. They cannot, look another job. But the only thing that they can do, as we have read in this passage, is to be a beggar. So probably day in, day out, every day, his friends bring him into this place, sit down in this place, and then just beg. That is the only thing that he can do being a blind. Imagine the life that he is in that time. He sit there the whole day. Probably somebody, friends of him, bring him food. Or probably if he try to go to bathroom and to pee, we don't know if somebody will bring him there or just sit there and just, take it by itself in that place. So that's how this situation of the life of Bartimaeus. And even he cannot go home by himself. So probably in the morning and in the evening, he needs friends to bring him there. So when the time comes that the Lord Jesus are passing by, entering the Jericho, and he was heard that Jesus of Nazareth is coming to his town, and probably we know that being blind man sometimes, because I have friends way back in the Philippines, they are blind, and they are a good musician, but their hearing is so good. you know, maybe they are blind, but their hearing is so, you know, it's so clear and it's so loud. So probably when people is in commotion, because we have read that people are following Jesus from town to town. So when he heard that there are commotions, and then probably they are, you know, talking and speaking, he can hear it, and then he probably inquire who is coming. And then he heard it, that Jesus is Nazareth is coming. You know, have you ever been experienced praying in so many months and years that it seems that your prayer haven't been heard? That it seems your prayer is not, you know, going through the ceiling or the roof, and it stays there, that it seems that your prayers is not being listened. So I hope that this gospel and encouragement of this healing of Bartimaeus will encourage us today. So this is what happened. When Jesus and the people coming in, and then Bartimaeus heard that Jesus is Nazareth, probably also Bartimaeus, he heard that what the Lord Jesus Christ done in the neighboring, you know, town. Miracles, signs, and wonders, and healing. So when he heard, we don't know how far the Lord Jesus is from his place, the place of the Lord Jesus Christ. So when he heard that Jesus is coming, what he did is he whispered. Is it whisper? No. He shouted. Imagine when people is crowding and so many. Now they're talking and probably they keep on, you know, speaking at the same time. You cannot hear the word if you are going to whisper. So what Bartimaeus did is he shouted. And what he said is, Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. So we don't know if, you know, Jesus is on the foyer, or probably far more than the foyer, but in the top of his voice, he shouted so that Jesus can hear his plea or his voice. And then this event or this. In this part, we know that Jesus hears our cry of mercy. He knows, Bartimaeus, that this is now the very opportunity throughout, or probably in his life being blind, is the one opportunity that he may again restore his eyesight. Probably he cried out for Jesus have mercy because he knows, he believes in his self, in his heart, that Jesus is not the same as the leaders or the Pharisees or the religious leader, that they were going to judge you when you are blind, just like written in the other passage, that the man that was born blind, when they asked that who is seen that he is born blind, and the other leaders and the other religious says, hey, because of the sin of the matter. But right now, Bartimaeus believe in his heart that Jesus is not the same leaders as the other religious leaders, that he will be judged. That's why he call and shout that Jesus have mercy of Nazareth, have mercy on me. Jesus, the Son of David, have mercy on me. By saying and declaring that Jesus, Son of David, he also affirming in his belief that Jesus was the Messiah. You can also see that one, and you can read it also in 2 Samuel 7, chapter 7, verse 14 and 16. But even then, that people are telling him, are warning him to be quiet, but all the more, Bartimaeus shouted in the top of his voice, Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. He warned other people, warn him to stop him. Instead of hearing the voice of the people, it did not back him in response. And the Bible said he shouted all the more. We don't know how loud is that, but Bartimaeus is desperate and he believed that Jesus can heal him. And then Jesus stopped and called him. In Mark 10:49, he is aware of the opportunity that will come unto him. He wasn't embarrassed. People saw him. People stopping him. He wasn't embarrassed when he is shouting, when he is asking, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." You know, church, sometimes if we are, he did not stop pursuing God, even the comments and warn to stop him. Even us today, church, if we know that we are doing the right thing and pursuing God, even in the eyes of other people, it seems seems embarrassing what we're doing in the kingdom of God and pursuing God. We should not stop pursuing God. There's so many instances in my life that, even my family is, not rebuking me. Telling me that why am I doing this? Even when I start in the ministry, because before in the Philippines, I'm not working in the office. I'm just self-employed. And at the same time, I am full-time in the ministry. And then my parents said that, what is working in the church? There's no earnings in working in the church. It seems that in their eyes, they see what they can see in their own eyes, but they don't know that when I receive God and God touched me, I keep on pursuing God. Even my family, even my siblings, my brothers, telling me things that it seems that it's that good in their eyes, but that would not stop me pursuing God because that is the right thing for me to do. Let us not stop pursuing God. Even other people were telling us, that look like it is embarrassing unto us. But sometimes even the good intent that they are sharing, sometimes it's not the right time to do. Meaning, sometimes the words that they're telling is good sometimes, but it's not the proper advice that needed on the right time. One of the best examples is when Peter in Matthew 16:16, when the Lord Jesus Christ asking his disciples, who do you say I am? And by the revelation of the Father, Peter stood and said, "You are the Messiah, the Son of the living God." And in the same chapter, later on that verse, is when the Lord Jesus Christ told to his disciples, he said, "I will be crucified. I will be died on the cross." And then immediately Peter said, "No, that will not happen to you. They were going to, over my dead body, I will protect you." But the Lord Jesus said, he rebuked him and said, "Get behind me, Satan." The intention is Peter's good. Yeah, probably he can lay down his life to the Lord Jesus Christ, but that is not the right, advice right now. It's not right time to say your advice at that time. Other friends probably also experience that. You heard that words sometimes, or probably, "Why do you have to go to mission? It's so far. You can just do mission here. Why not?" It's correct, right? But if the Lord is calling you to go mission abroad, then that would be the right thing to do and to pursue. Keep in this mind that when people tell you things to discourage you for pursuing goals, if they aren't smarter than you in the area you are trying to achieve your goals in, hear them, but don't simply accept what they say. Hear them as advice. Probably in the near future, you can use or you can apply those advice. So Jesus, in this good news, hears the cry and the mercy of Bartimaeus, and at the same time, Bartimaeus did not allow people to stop him to pursuing the grace and the miracles of the Lord Jesus Christ. And then, Jesus knows what he needs. Jesus stopped, and then he asked his disciple to call Bartimaeus to go to himself. And immediately Bartimaeus removed his coat, stand, and walk towards the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, when Bartimaeus is already in the Lord Jesus Christ, it's obvious that Bartimaeus is blind. It's obvious that, you know, that probably Jesus know what really the needs of Bartimaeus. But the Lord Jesus Christ asked Bartimaeus, "What do you want me to do for you?" You know, imagine, church, if you encounter a person that has all the means and even authority to ask you, "What do you want him? What do you want him to do for you?" In that exact moment of time, do you think you can answer the right question at that time? When somebody asks you right in time that he has the means, "What do you want me to do for you?" You know, think about that, church. Sometimes it is hard to answer. Right? Probably the first thing that will come to your mind is what you really need. And Bartimaeus may answer that, you know, "Wow, he's asking me probably so that I will not beg anymore. Probably, Jesus, give me wealth. Make me wealthy. Give me more. Give me some, you know, give me money so that I will not come day in, every day to beg money." But Jesus know that he's blind, but Jesus asked. And the answer of Bartimaeus is to that "I may receive my sight." That is the very first thing, that is the one that he asked, that in the whole years of being blind, he's not asking for wealth, but to restore his eyesight. Because sometimes if people receive, for example, Bartimaeus, if he receive wealth, still that will not make him probably follow Jesus. But we see at the end that really that is a desire of his heart, that his eyesight was restored, and then he followed the Lord Jesus Christ. Church, probably when our prayers are not being answered, when we cry, God hears it. But is it our prayer or what we petition or ask is the right prayer that we're asking with the Lord? After that, he received his eyesight. And the Lord Jesus said, "Go, for your faith has healed you." You know, we know that it's in the power of the Lord Jesus Christ that can heal the blind man Bartimaeus. But notice this word of the Lord Jesus Christ: "Go, your faith has healed you." I believe that this kind of miracles, faith is also needed. The Lord Jesus Christ is the author of faith. He is the author of healing. But there is something that, you know, this our faith can be, you know, part of the healing process. In Hebrews chapter 11 verse 1 said, "Now faith is the confidence in what we hope for and assurance what we do not see." Bartimaeus, should we say in our heart, he should say in his heart that he believes, But if he remained sitting there and not acting and standing and shouting and acting that faith that Jesus can heal him, it will remain that he's just there sitting and receiving his eyesight. In this story, he believed in his heart. He had faith in his heart that Jesus can heal him. And then he stood up and acted in the faith and shouted and confessed and declared, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." You know, sometimes, church, or it should be our belief with be coupled and with faith in Christ Jesus. Yes, sometimes we say that, yes, I will do this. And I believe God will guide me and give me strength to do this. But if you remain sitting and not acting on that faith, I don't believe that things will happen. Just like what happened to Bartimaeus. Learning from Bartimaeus, we shouldn't say that in our hearts we believe God can do a certain thing for us. We should instead act as though God can do it for us. Bartimaeus, this man, shouting for Jesus' attention, jumping up, throwing his coat aside, and going to him. Jesus hears our cry for mercy, even from busy world, and honors it. We should persist and never fear to cry out to the Lord for help. Jesus does not pass anyone who truly seek, and God's acts of compassion are heard above noise of the world. Jesus can hear us even in this busy world. Just we need to act in faith and continue to come. Whatever action or gesture that we have, we need to put action in our faith. So as I call Wesley to lead us in worship today, think you imagine, like what we have said in the start, in the beginning, the life of Bartimaeus is not far from us. Probably some of us here is still remain blind spiritually, that he needed to open spiritual eyes by the Lord Jesus Christ. Maybe you are blind from what circumstances is happening in your life. Maybe you are blind that by things that you have heard, that you have been discouraged, and you cannot see the truth of the Word of God. You cannot see the truth of the Holy Spirit that being given to you, that you remain blind. Church, cry out for mercy. Shout to the Lord, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." And God, our Jesus, is faithful to come. But you need to stand up, walk towards Jesus. Don't mind the words of people around you and discouraging you, even mocking you, not to pursue Jesus. The right thing to do in according to His will and according to His word. Go to Jesus and He will open your spiritual blindness. Because that's what the enemy wants us to be, remain spiritual blind, that we will not be seen the truth and the goodness of the light of His word. But Jesus will not pass to those who will seek Him by His heart. Jesus will not ignore those who come before Him. Wherever you are right now, you're wherever you are, even in online, in your bed right now, if you're hearing this word, in your workplace, come to Jesus. He hears you. Let's worship.
Lord, I confess, bowing here, I find my rest. Without you, I fall apart. You're the one that guides my heart. Lord, I need you. Sin runs deep, your grace is more. Where grace is found is where you are. And where you are, Lord, I am free. Holiness is Christ in me. Teach my song to rise to you. When temptation comes my way, when I cannot stand, I'll fall on you. Jesus, you're my hope and stay. So teach my song to rise to you. When temptation comes my way, when I cannot stand, I'll fall on you. Jesus, you're my hope and stay. Lord, I need you. Oh God, how I need.
need you. Yes, God, we need you, Lord. Let it be, that would be our one desire, is to need you. The Lord Jesus, our God, hears our prayer. And that when we come to Him, you should be ready to answer Him when He asks, "What do you want me to do for you?" Is the same God heals Bartimaeus? Is the same God today that we hear your prayers? It's come by faith in Christ Jesus. And we know that this kind of miracles, the miracles that the Lord Jesus Christ made and done, caused Bartimaeus to glorify God and followed Him. That when you heard the prayer, when you received the prayer, the answer of your prayer, give glory and honor to God and give Him praise. Father, we thank you, Lord God, for you are God who cares and hears our cries, and you are a merciful and compassionate God. Always, O Lord God, that is your very nature, that you never leave us nor forsake us. You are always there to hear us, embracing us, loving us. That's all we need to do, is come by faith unto you. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Let's go now to our prayer focus for today. Let's lift up those who are in our community, those who are having chemo radiation therapy and also surgery. There's nothing is impossible and hard to God, that we pray, that we join together and pray by faith that healing and miracle will come unto them. Let us pray. Also lift up those who are having illness but need of salvation. Pray for the living hope to receive, and faith will arise in their heart, and even God will use that circumstances in their life, that they will see the goodness of the Lord in their life. And praying for the boldness and courages of those Christians, may it be staff in the clinic or in the hospital or friends, to declare the truth of the Word of God in them. Let us pray. also lift up those having infirmities from bodies, and praying that, you know, God will lay hands on them and just bring healing. Pray for the healing balm of the Lord to just, you know, pour out in the head and just bring healing unto their bodies. Let's pray. Also lift up those in the frontline medical workers. Pray for covering and protection by the blood of Jesus, even their families and friends that is around them. Pray for the strength, pray for the joy and peace in their heart. Let us pray. Also lift up those who are looking jobs. Let's pray for Catherine that God will open up opportunity for her, that, you know, pray for faith to continue to rise and healing and patience. Pray for provisions upon her, and yeah, let's pray. Also lift up those our mission focus for the day. Let's pray Pastor Hang Soo and his family and congregation, Pastor Ricky and SPSH and his congregation, Chung families and other churches. They are all in China, so let's lift them up. Pray for, you know, may prosper the ministry, the churches there, covering and protection to all of them, and the great harvest of souls. Even there is some, you know, just a great harvest of souls that will continue to come upon in the churches in China. Let's pray. Thank you. Let's also lift up our board. Let's lift up for the unity. Pray for the wisdom. Pray for, you know, the voice of God will continue to hear, heard, and be led by the Holy Spirit for them to, you know, to carry out an instruction from the Lord. Pray for the humbleness, and pray for the continuous blessing of the Lord, body, soul, and spirit, and protection upon them and their family as well. Let's pray. Let's lift up also Pisam for his fast healing. So also lift up those fellowship, the young adults ministry, single life worship, which already started, the men's ministry, Monday lunchtime prayer, women's ministry, and Wednesday lunchtime prayer. Pray that, you know, the presence of God will continue to manifest and bring forth, equip men and women of God. Bring forth joy and peace and unity. Pray for God to use every ministry to a great harvest of soul in the kingdom of God for the glory of the Lord Jesus Christ. Let us pray. Also lift up the hospitality, the welcoming, the barista, and logistic. Pray for wisdom. Pray for God's revelation on and leading of the Holy Spirit and how to, you know, continue to serve His church in welcoming, and barista also in even in logistics. Let us pray. Also pray for our pregnant mom in our community. Pray for Hina, Rachel, and others. God will continue to wonderfully, you know, mold the babies in the womb. Pray for covering protection upon the mom and the babies. At the same time, the joy and peace of the parents. Let us pray. Thank you. also lift up the house churches that we'll meet tonight. Chaidi, Fortress, Jaya, King's Court, TST, and Westville. Pray for recovering and protection. Pray for God's glorifying activities. Pray for God's center, sharing of the good news of the Word of God. Let the Holy Spirit lead them with joy and peace in their heart. Let us pray. Let us pray. Father, we bless you, we honor you, God. We thank you, God, for sealing these prayers, oh God, with the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Father God, for hearing our prayers and answering our prayers, God, in your perfect time, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for the faith that you have given to us to pray, to agree and unite, oh Lord God, to lift up all those prayers. And thank you, God, for hearing even, Lord God, each individual personal prayers, Father God. You always hear, oh Lord God, our prayers. And thank you, Lord God, that you have given us revelation, Lord God, that right prayers, that when you ask us, what do you want us, that what do you want, oh God, to do for us, that we know, Lord God, what to answer and what to ask. We thank you, we bless you, Father, we honor you. All glory, honor, and thanksgivings belongs to you alone. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. God bless, church. Enjoy the rest of your prayer. See you again tomorrow.